Welcome to our first episode ever of Hello Hero. So, Hello Hero is going to be my little one-on-one personal audio session with you. Yes, you, that's correct. Where I will discuss each episode of My Hero Academia, starting with season 4. And good golly gosh, I'm super excited because I feel like I've been waiting for season 4 to start forever. Even though it's not been forever, it's been a while. And with episode 1 of season 4, it starts us off with the scoop on UA Class 1A, which is quite the tongue twister. I dare you to try to say that 5 times fast. Let me know if you could, because I seriously doubt that you can. That seems impossible. Anyways, this episode is going to be a little bit behind because I wasn't entirely sure if I was going to do this or not, but funny enough, if you didn't know, I did the same type of series for Darling in the Franxx, and it's called Hello Darling. You can check it out on YouTube, where I have it edited, where every single episode together smashed into over 3 hours of audio content. And that one was super interesting because I had a lot of theories that I got to discuss and talk over. Some of them were correct, some of them were not, but a lot of people that listened to it said that they really enjoyed it and that they enjoyed my takes and my perspectives and things like that. Again, I don't read the manga. For Darling in the Franxx, there wasn't a manga at the time of its release. They have since started releasing manga after that, so the manga, you know, still hasn't even ended for Darling in the Franxx. But enough about that. This is about My Hero Academia. So, same with My Hero Academia. I have not read any of the manga. I don't know anything in the manga. I don't know what's going to happen. So everything you hear is just speculation, and I would, you know, please ask that you do not spoil me or anyone else in any way, you know, by dropping any type of spoiler comments if you know something I don't know. So with that being said, I wanted to give my quick thoughts. This one might be a little shorter than the other ones because I had actually watched the episode when it came out, and at this point, it's a little bit later, as I said. So this one's interesting because it was kind of like a recap in a lot of ways, but I'm glad that they did this recap in a way that it felt fresh and it felt like it was new content. They used basically a news reporter as an anchor to showcase, you know, to kind of like remind you of familiar faces, people's names, people's powers, and all that stuff. It was a good vehicle for that, which is amazing. Now, the guy that was getting the scoop, I cannot remember his name off the top of my head. He was a really interesting character. He has this ability that's, or his quirk, rather, where it's a whole-body lens where you can have the cameras appear out of his body. And immediately I was thinking, like, I wonder how that works with evolution. Like, when he was a little kid, was his camera quality as good as it was? Because, like, every generation we have, like, better cameras. So, like, I wonder if the camera quality gets better as he ages, or is it just stuck on, you know, on a certain setting, or, you know, how does that work? Anyways, he's a really interesting character. He's meant to make you feel like he's up to no good. Aizawa says that he feels like he's hiding something, but doesn't feel criminal. And my brain always likes to try to twist plots and see where things could go and turn and where things get real interesting. So I was thinking, okay, you know, what if this guy is actually part of the villains team? And the reason why at the end of the episode he chooses not to give any information over to the news outlet is because he wanted to withhold it for the villains team. And that could be a huge detrimental blow, because if word gets out about Deku and about him being the successor to All Might, and if the villains knew that, then that would create a huge problem for the heroes. And I could see that being a big, like, plot point. However, on more thought, if I was just recording this right after the episode, I'd probably lean pretty heavily on that theory. But after I thought about it over and over, I was thinking that maybe that's not the right course of action for the story. Yes, that would make things, you know, more dramatic in some sense, and it'd make things crazy and things like that, but it would also invalidate Aizawa's intuition, and I'm a huge Aizawa fan, and his intuition said this guy's not a criminal, or what he's up to is at least not criminal. And I feel like in some ways it would invalidate Aizawa in that moment. And in other ways, I feel like since the opening showcases the girl with the horn, who I do not know who she is, I believe, Well, no, I was going to say, I believe she's in class B, but I believe that girl is a different girl I'm thinking of. Anyways, the girl with the horn obviously plays an important part to the story. I don't know what that part is, but I feel like if they did the whole news reporter thing, and it turns out he was a villain, and, you know, all that stuff, I'm not sure. I'm sure that if they wanted to, they could tie that in really well with the girl with the one horn, but at the same time, they may hold that off for something like season 5. So season 4 will be about this girl. It'll be about Overhaul, who I still don't know hardly anything about. And, you know, they'll be the main focus. And then season 5, maybe that's when the public finds out that Deku is All Might's successor. And then that's when things, you know, escalate in that way. Now, next episode is called Overhaul. I'm super excited because for the first time ever, I decided to do a cosplay of a character that I don't know hardly anything about, and that character is Overhaul. I already have the costume, got the final piece in today, and I'm super excited to be showing it off. And I know he's a villain. I know I've heard that he is a popular villain. People that read the manga seem to like him, and I feel like he'll be super popular once people start watching the show. I like a well-written character. I love really good villains. I love Handsome Jack from Borderlands. I love Negan from The Walking Dead. I love Makishima from Psycho Pass. Those are my three favorites. And if he is a great villain, then I'll be happy to be doing this cosplay of him. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. I'll be sharing it on my Instagram. I might even share a picture on Vindicate Entertainment. But yeah, that'd be cool. So I'm super excited for that episode. This one, not too much to say overall. I mean, we still have All Might, and he's pretty weak. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that he might die by the end of season 5. I don't think he'll die this season, because I think that this season will have some other things to explore, but I think that he might die by the end of season 5. I think that we will, I feel like the villains have done some damage, which is nice. You know, like, Aizawa still has his scars. Deku has his scars from his fights. All Might's permanently, you know, weakened now. But I feel like the villains need, like, some deaths, or they need something to really pick up the pace and make them feel more like a threat. Because the show's, like, you know, they're looming, they feel like a threat. And we have Best Genus in the hospital. And I did hear that he's supposed to be dead in the manga. So he's kind of out of commission. I'm not sure how they're going to tie him into the show if he's supposed to be dead in the manga. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the villains have definitely, don't get me wrong, the villains have definitely done a lot. But it's been 3 seasons. We're going into the 4th season. I feel like, I just get the sense that Overhaul is going to be like the Negan for My Hero Academia. And in the sense that everyone was anticipating Negan, and then when he shows up, he makes a scene, and he makes everyone pay attention to him, and everyone knows his name, and everyone is just like, man, that is the villain, you know? So I'm hoping Overhaul doesn't let me down. I don't know what his name means in relation to his quirk. I don't know what his quirk is, but yeah, it's very interesting. I wasn't trying to make this episode all about the next episode, but, you know, a lot of the episode 1, like I said, is just a recap. But anyways, I think that's all I have to say. I don't think there's anything else at the moment. It was a good episode. I loved it. I thought it was very lighthearted, but I'm super, super, super excited for the next episode. I really hope, especially since I have the costume, that I get to see what Overhaul's quirk is. Because I've been withholding looking it up online, but I feel like I need to know what it is. So if I'm going to be walking around as a costume with him, I kind of need to, like, know, like, you know, how he'd pose and, like, what he would do and what he'd say, so I can kind of get into character. It's very hard to get into a character that you know nothing about. So so I'm super excited to see an episode with the title called Overhaul. So be on the lookout for that episode. If you did not know, I'm recording this through Anchor, and Anchor will just keep releasing this on different platforms. Sometimes it takes weeks. I think in a few weeks it posted one of our last podcasts on the Apple, but it puts us on all these different things, Stitcher, all kinds of stuff. Or you can follow us here on Anchor, whatever works for you. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. If you've listened to this, please let me know. It definitely encourages me. I might not have actually even done this if I wasn't told just last weekend that someone continuously listens through my Hello Darling podcast over and over and over as they do their homework and study. And to me, that just uplifted me so much that I just felt, I don't know, it just made me feel so good. So I just decided, hey, you know what? I had a pretty good time with it anyway, so why not do it for My Hero Academia, which is one of my favorite anime. So if you like My Hero Academia, you like me, be sure to give us a like, comment, whatever you can do. Appreciate it. And as always, hope you have an amazing day and stay awesome.